Mark Prensky is a speaker, writer, consultant, and game designer in the critical areas of education and learning. He's best known as the inventor and popularizer of the terms digital native and digital immigrant.
Hello, Mark. This is Joe from Italy. And we are calling you...
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno anche lei. In your book, Don't Bother Me, Mum, I'm Learning, you talk about video games and their educating value.
Yes.
The game is at the base of everything, of every type of learning. So you get boys and girls of every age to learn with games. Is this a solution to modernize schools?
Partially. What we're looking for is not games by themselves. We're looking for ways to engage students in learning. And because games employ a lot of techniques that engage students in learning, and all games are about learning something, then it is useful many times to have games for learning. And so when there exists a commercial game that works for the learning, or when they make a game that is specifically for the learning, it can be very helpful.
Okay, so in which way a video game could help students to study and learn something?
Well, there are many ways. Here I'm just looking for a list, if you bear with me for 1 second here.
Yes, of course.
But the main things that games do, certainly the commercial games that are very well designed, first of all, they help you work with other people, because almost all of them are played with other people, many of them people around the world that you might not normally play with. And another thing that they are good for is decision making, particularly decision making under stress. They're very good for risk taking, and especially prudent risk taking, understanding how much risk you get and what the rewards are for that. They're good for learning about cultures. They're learning about particular things like business and business skills. Though there are a lot of general skills that come out of the modern complex computer games. In addition, several games exist now, and we're building more, that try to teach very specific skills that might be in a curriculum, like science skills or math skills or history, and there are many games like that as well.
Okay, so we wanted to ask you, what do you think the difference are in digital natives and digital immigrants?
Well, I think the main difference is one of attitude and comfort level. Some people have thought that if you're a digital native, you know everything about technology. That's not true. But what it does mean is that you were born into a time when technology is around, available to young people, and people feel like it's part of their life and not something that they came to later in their life and that they had to struggle with.
We read about you, and we know you teach in the East Harlem in New York.
Yes, taught.
And we wanted to ask you, which are the main differences from students of years ago, maybe of your age, and students of today, students that learn with video games?
Well, I think that we struggled with the same kinds of problems back then, problems of engagement, but we didn't have as many tools. There was no internet, there were no computers back when I was a teacher in Harlem. And so the kids who were bored didn't have other things to do or other ways to learn. They would drop out, and many of them did drugs, and many of them did terrible things. But today, students are often learning on their own much more out of school than they are learning in school. And that the opportunities available to them through games, through the internet, through robotics, through other kinds of things, are much greater than they used to be in the past. So I think that's the biggest difference, is that almost any student who has a passion for something, who's interested in something, can find a way to learn about it today.
Was Mark Prency a student who preferred the video game to a teacher lesson, or was he someone that struggled to get a sufficient? Was he a genius? Was he a good student?
You know, I never met the guy, so I don't really know. But here's what I think. He was a good student, but impatient, and wished that there were better ways to learn at the time when he was learning. That the some of the classes that I took as a student and some of the ways were just fine, and I had fun, but many of them were just saying, you have to do this and you have to do this, and I would say why, and there was no good answer. And then many classes I just skipped. I grew up in New York City, so a lot of my education came from going to museums during school hours.
And was Mark Prinsky happy of his studying way? Would he like to learn with more technology, or maybe he was just a book student?
I like books. I read a lot. I still read a lot. Now I read mostly on my iPhone, using the Kindle application on my iPhone, but I still try to read a book or two every week or so. But there are many, many other ways to learn, and I just mentioned going to the museums and watching movies, and there were always... I always like to have a variety of ways available to learn about something. I went to a conference yesterday and the day before to learn about artificial intelligence, and there were some very, very good talks there, but now I will be able to go online and get some more information. And the more kinds of ways there are, I think, to get to what you're interested in, the better it is.
We thank you from Chocolate Third B, and we'll put your interview on the podcast quick as possible.
Okay. Well, please send me a URL, and I look forward to seeing it.
Okay.
And send me some more information about your class and about the conference that you're going to, the competition.
Of course.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Excellent. Thank you.
When I was 17, I ran away from home and from everything I had ever known. I was sick and tired, living in a town filled with narrow minds and hate. They used to laugh at me, their children called me names. I would run and hide, feeling so ashamed just for being born. Just a boy punished for a crime that was